Hello, faithful, faithful. Welcome to another episode of Sour Graps. I am your host, Alex Pulowski, and everything sucks. SmackDown sucked. I'm gonna review it, obviously, here as we watch Rampage. I'm gonna see if, while going over every single thing that happened, if literally anything did happen. I mean, I know it did, but see, this is the problem with how my brain works. And my brain doesn't work like a normal human being's. So, I don't know. If I know for a fact what the result of a match is going to be, does adding a stipulation to it even matter? And the answer is no. To me, not really. I don't really care. If you're Cody Rhodes versus blank, he's not losing that match. So, Cody Rhodes, doesn't matter who he's facing. Okay, he's facing AJ Styles. Does it matter what the stipulation is they add to it? No, because he's still going to win the match. So, I don't have a way of, caring unless I care about the people involved. And, I already saw Cody Rhodes versus AJ Styles and, adding a stipulation. Stipulation, mind you, that I almost always hate in matches, isn't going to make anything good. So, when you say, did anything happen? Well, yeah, they added a stipulation to the Cody Rhodes and AJ Styles feud. I'm like, yeah, but I don't fucking care. So that doesn't count as something happening. I'm in a really foul mood tonight, in case you guys couldn't tell. I'm not enough to be angry about anything, but just I could not give less of a shit about what is happening on SmackDown right now. Could not physically, I am unable. I am without possibility of giving less of a shit about what's happening on SmackDown. Here's the other thing. Shadester says, LA Knight better win that belt from Paul at SummerSlam. Well, I mean, yeah. Are they waiting that long? Is he going to get a shot at it ahead of time? Because I'd rather have him be Mr. Money in the Bank than the U.S. champion. I mean, I would, but I don't know if that's a possibility either. They seem to be pretty, they really don't know what the hell they have in LA Knight. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's just. Yeah, I don't know. So Penta right now is facing the Butcher. And Matthew Hook says, do we think Penta leaves AEW? Heard his contract is up. His contract is up. I don't know what he would be used as. I know what he would be used as. He'd be Andrade's friend while they feud with Legado del Fantasma, and then they'll turn heel and feud with the LWO. We need another faction of Latino guys to feud with the other factions of Latino guys. I don't want that for Penta. I mean, what he's doing now, I guess, isn't that fulfilling, but it could be that it's not doing the right things with him. I don't have any faith in WWE to use him properly. They're not using Andrade now. Why would they use Penta? You know what I mean? Andrade is way more marketable to them than Penta is to them. I mean, maybe they'll make him a spooky skeleton ninja. Maybe they'll do that, but I don't know. That'd be awesome, feeling creepy. Let's do this. Penta more likely to restart Lucha Underground than go to WWE. Let's friggin' do that. Let's do that instead. Oh, Fear Factor from Penta on Butcher. Wow. That was friggin' awesome. Speaking of things that are not friggin' awesome, SmackDown tonight. Let's look at the rundown and talk about that. So, yeah, they do the. They start off the night with the Bloodline anointment ceremony, and I don't remember them doing an anointment ceremony for Tama Tonga. Did they? I don't remember them doing it. They may have, but I don't remember them doing it. So it's weird they have to do a ceremony for Tongaloa and they didn't do one for Tama Tonga. If in fact they did not, again, I hate SmackDown, so there's a chance they did it and I wasn't paying attention. But Paul Heyman is doing a lot of heavy lifting with this stuff, like being really scared all the time and being like, in Roman's absence, then Penta is head of the table, so what Penta says goes, and he has decided that Tama Tonga is the right hand of the head of the table. Why the hell is Chris Jericho on my television screen? Why is Chris Jericho? He's not supposed to be here. Nope, we're muting that. Why the hell is Chris Jericho on my TV screen? He was on Dynamite like four times. Why is he also on Rampage? He wasn't supposed to be on Rampage anymore because he's not doing commentary anymore. Oh God, he's gonna come out and tell Matt Menard how to do commentary better. Oh God, please kill me now. Oh God. Anyway, I'm not watching and I'm not listening. Just fuck this guy so hard. I want him to be put into a fucking one-man spacecraft and shot into the sun. I cannot fucking stand Chris Jericho. Anything he says, anything he does, his presence on this earth is an affront to me personally. Anyway, I guess I can unmute the thing now. Oh, they're just doing a DraftKings ad. All right. So, Kevin Owens, like, so what... Solo Sikoa says to Paul Heyman that he needs to personally thank Tama Tonga and Tongaloa, Tama Tonga Tongaloa, for them saving him when he was threatened by Kevin Owens. They could have just let Kevin Owens kill you last week, but they saved you. So say thank you to them as they're like really menacing toward him. And then Kevin Owens comes out and there's a brawl and he gets beat up and. Then the Street Profits come out. You know, Kevin Owens' lifelong friends, the Street Profits. Was this supposed to be a Bobby Lashley in the Street Profits feud? But Bobby Lashley is injured? Is Bobby Lashley injured? Where is Bobby Lashley? Put it in the chat if you know where Bobby Lashley is. Was this supposed to be Bobby Lashley in the Street Profits versus the Bloodline? Was this what that was supposed to be? Why is Kevin Owens and the Street Profits together? Anyway, there's a brawl. The Bloodline has to run away. And then Solo says to Paul Heyman, you go to Nick Aldis and you get a six-man tag, the Bloodline versus Kevin Owens and the Street Profits. And if you don't do that, the main event, you don't get that. To be booked as the main event, the real main event instead is going to be you versus Tama Tonga one-on-one alone in the private locker room. And so then apparently Paul Heyman goes and gets that match made because he doesn't want to fight Tama Tonga by himself. By the way, Cody Rhodes is just pacing around in the loading dock waiting for AJ Styles to get here. They did the longest fucking recap. Nothing has ever been longer. Ben-Hur was not as long as the recap they showed of AJ Styles' lame-ass, fake-ass, retread-ass, fake retirement last week. To start the show, I swear to God, it was an hour and a half long. And it showed no new information, nothing. Like, we already fucking saw it. Who fucking cares? And then Cody's, like, just pacing around the loading dock waiting for AJ Styles to show up. And Nick Aldis comes up to him and says, hey, man, we can't have you out here waiting to attack AJ Styles. You got to be professional about this. And Cody Rhodes is like, all due respect, this does not concern you. It's between me and AJ Styles. And then Nick Aldis comes back later to say, I brought some security. There's a bunch of security guys here. We're going to prevent you from fighting with AJ Styles. Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill had a match versus Candice LeRae and Lindy Hartwell. Indy Hartwell last week was supposed to have a one-on-one match with the Acclaimed are coming out, and so this is awesome. I get to mute this too. No, I have to know what he said. I have to know what he said. I have to know so I can report it to you guys. What? Why are you? Why do these guys? What? What are we doing? What are you saying? I mean, at least he didn't talk about sexual assault in that, as far as I could tell. I may have been saying what too many times, but I, as far as I know, Max did not say anything about, I don't know. Is he trying to say those guys look like the weird Viking helmet dude who stormed the Capitol? Because they don't. Like, not really. They look more like the Viking Raiders. I guess that also looks like that guy, according to Max Caster. God, I hate Max Caster. Hunter Gray and Parviz. I don't know. Like, they look like berserkers or whatever. What the fuck? Who cares? Wait, what? This is dumb. I don't like Max Caster, and I wish he would go away. Candice LeRae is healthy now from recovering from a serious neck injury or whatever, leg injury, whatever it was. So Aldis gives them, instead of Indy versus Jade one-on-one, because I guess Jade can't be trusted to have an actual match one-on-one. I don't know. They decided to do a tag match instead. During the tag match, Shayna and Zoe come to ringside, and Alba Fire and Isla Dawn come to ringside, and they just stand there on opposite ends of the ring and they watch. So, like, they both just decided to, like, fly into town. They're on a Raw schedule. So, like, they're not supposed to work tonight. And Max Caster, of course. Of course, Max Caster gets the pinfall. Fucking Max Caster gets the pinfall with an elbow drop on one of the two guys. I don't know if that was Parviz or the other guy. And then they're going to fucking scissor each other. God, I hate this fucking tag team and their 60-year-old friend. Shane Taylor is going to talk. Let's listen to him talk instead. Top Flight? All right. I could get behind a STP and Top Flight match. All right, cool. STP is going to beat up Top Flight. Hey, Gates of Agony is in action. That'll be fun. More squashes. So apparently both tag teams from Raw did an extra day of travel when they didn't have to fly in to Louisville to stand at ringside. Like, I know the answer to this. Does the brand split mean nothing to you people? What the fuck are we? I know that the tag titles float, and so anyone who is attached to them floats back and forth, but like, are people who are not the tag champs, do they also float? Because this is dumb. And after they beat Indy and Candice, the other four women jump into the ring and attack them. And then, of course, because it's Jade and Bianca, the two of them immediately get the better of four women. Oh, it's not in action. They're actually having a real tag match. Okay. I could get behind Private Party versus Gates of Agony. That could be cool to watch out of one eye while I am frustrated about SmackDown. And then later, Bianca and Jade come out of Nick Aldis's office and are interviewed by Baron Saxon. It's like, so you ladies just came out of Nick Aldis's office. You look happy. What did he have to say? Well, we got jumped by these girls on Raw and SmackDown, so we're not sure what team is coming for our titles. So we went into Nick Aldis and we got a match made. It's going to be us, Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill, versus Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark and Alba Fire and Isla Dawn in a tag team triple threat match at Clash at the Castle. They did a whole fucking segment, a backstage interview that gave us no new fucking information, and they told us in about, I don't know, 35 seconds of screen time, which is at a premium in this place. If you can't find fucking time to put goddamn Andrade on screen, apparently every second counts on SmackDown. So they took 35 to 45 seconds to tell us what could be easily shown in a graphic on the screen. A, after Monday, we fucking knew that was the plan you were going with. You didn't have to have this match or the double ambush, or the baby faces getting over during the ambush to like, or a backstage interview to illustrate any of this. You could have told us on fucking social media on Tuesday via a graphic. Yeah, we're going to have this triple threat match that y'all thought we were going to have 12 hours ago. Fucking dumb as hell. Naomi is completely divorced from Jade and Bianca. It's like they never teamed together at WrestleMania. Naomi is now Bailey's friend. That is it. Like, she is way more associated with Bailey now than Jade or Bianca. I could argue she's more associated with Bailey now than she ever was with Jade and Bianca. She certainly teamed with Bailey more than she's teamed with Jade and Bianca. Ridiculous. Um, So yeah, this is the whole thing. You're right. So, and he says, well, so why, this is why I'm super sour about this. Yes, Bianca and Jade are going to kill all four women who are, they are fighting at Clash at the Castle. Therefore, like, if they can easily handle four women at once, like, what possible team could give them a run for their money? None. Which is why they're gonna slink away from tag team wrestling and just do singles shit. Because they're doing with them the exact shit they wanted to do with Sasha and Naomi when Sasha and Naomi quit, which is just to just put belts on them as a prop and then do single stuff with them. That is what I think they're going to do with them. So, yes. Yeah. Feeling creepy. I'll bet she rather would have stayed in TNA as well, because if you're in TNA, apparently you're also in WWE anyway. So, Johnny Gargano lost to Grayson Waller because Triple H hates us. So Grayson Waller beat Johnny Gargano. And then Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa are going to be guests on the Grayson Waller Effect on the SmackDown in Scotland. So fingers crossed that somehow they get from Johnny Gargano losing to Grayson Waller to a talk show segment to a surprise tag team title match on the undercard at Clash at the Castle. And fingers crossed, something goes horribly wrong and they have to call the match and they have to go to a finish, and Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa pin them and become the champions. And then Grayson Waller and Austin Theory both somehow, unfortunately, gosh, it's so bad, we're going to miss them so much. Both of them have to be off TV for 12 months to 2 years. Oh, no, it'd be so bad. So bad for them. So good for us. AJ Styles finally does show up backstage in the loading dock area, the parking garage locale, and Cody Rhodes immediately wants to attack him, but the Good Brothers are with him. So the Good Brothers are good guys now, or bad guys now. They're bad guys in NXT, but they're good guys when they were like hanging out with AJ last week. They were being really nice, and you know, but he was a babyface. Do you think he let them in on it? Did they know that he was going to fake out Cody, or were they just as surprised as we were? I don't know. Anyway, they're back with Cody. Remember how, they're back with AJ. Remember how AJ was like, you guys suck. I don't want you guys around. You guys go away. Go to NXT and inexplicably stay there for a few weeks and then leave and then come back. I don't need you anymore. But now they're like, hey, cool. We're all cool now. We're all friends now again. Yeah, was there supposed to be a Blair match this week? I thought it was supposed to be a Blair match this week, and they didn't do that. So, no Blair again. AJ slapped Carl, didn't he? But now they're like, they're friends again. Like, and they have an NXT tag title match on Sunday. They do. They're on SmackDown, but they're also, if they win the NXT tag team titles, they're going to be wearing them to the ring when they hang out with AJ Styles at Clash at the Castle. Maybe they're going to lose somehow. I don't know. This is dumb. We got Cody Rhodes so pissed that security won't let him get in a three-on-one fight with the Good Brothers and AJ Styles, so he goes to the ring. He's so mad, they don't even cue up his music. He just storms to the ring. I'm so mad. And he gets on the microphone and says, AJ Styles, get your ass down here right now. And then AJ Styles does, but there's all these security between them. And he says, you think I care what you want? I don't care what you want. The only thing that matters is what I want. I want a title match versus you at Clash at the Castle. And Cody Rhodes says, you got it, dude. He doesn't actually say that, but he should have. And then he says, but I think that we should have you do the thing that you faked me into thinking you were going to do last week. It's going to be an I Quit match. And AJ Styles doesn't like that at all, because he knows that Cody Rhodes will never say I quit, because Cody Rhodes doesn't quit, because these colors don't run. And when I say these colors, I mean the colors in his tattoo. Cody Rhodes versus AJ Styles in an I Quit match is like something I do not give a damn to watch, because it's just going to be long as fuck. And you know Cody's going to win at the end. So, like, I don't know what he's like. And he's the baby face. So what is he going to do to, like, get AJ Styles to quit? Is he going to put him in his shitty ass figure four? Gates of Agony just beat Private Party. It was a pretty good match. I'm not really watching Rampage right now because I didn't realize how angry I am about SmackDown sucking until I started talking about it. LA Knight comes up to Nick Aldis and says, where's Logan Paul? And Nick Aldis shows him a picture. Apparently Logan Paul is at a Tetris tournament this weekend. A Tetris tournament. Because it is 1988, a Tetris tournament, and so he says he wants that, wants to do. Oh, well, hey, are we gonna get more we'll get some Toni Storm stuff. Toni Storm doing in character, like, scouting reports of her opponents is the greatest thing ever. Lady Frost! I will boil your snow, and you don't want to see what I can do with an icicle. Toni Storm versus Lady Frost tomorrow on Collision, which should be great. Hey, it's the Bang Bang Gang in action. Apparently, this is going to be Juice Robinson wrestling a match for the first time in several months. So there's a brawl. Cody Rhodes fights everybody in security. And hey, look, it's Juice again as part of the entrance. I love Juice. I missed you, Juice. So We got we got Carmelo Hayes coming in and being like, why are you talking about Logan Paul? You should be talking about me, because I cooked you on all of our promos. And then, like, they advertised an Angel Garza versus Apollo Crews match tonight. And then they, like, apparently, I guess the Legado attacked Apollo Crews before the show. If they showed footage of that, I missed it. But that match was called off because Apollo Crews had been attacked backstage. So as a replacement, they booked LA Knight versus Carmelo Hayes. So they had that match tonight, not at Clash at the Castle, which is when I thought they were going to do it, or next week. They did it tonight. And it was all right. I think they had some communication issues. Like, there were a couple of times where they were waiting for spots because they didn't know where the other guy wanted them to be. So they were kind of like just six or seven steps away from each other. I don't know. It was weird. I didn't think it worked out all that well, but, I think they could have better matches than this one. I'll say that. Also, it ended with a roll-up with the tights by Carmelo Hayes that was reversed into a roll-up without the tights by LA Knight. So, like, nothing was resolved. So we're definitely getting this match again. So, like, again, nothing happened. Like, we've been waiting for a couple of weeks now for LA Knight and... It's good to see Juice back in action. Good for Juice. We're waiting for LA Knight versus Carmelo Hayes. And it happened tonight. It wasn't that great. It could be better. And we're just going to get it again. So you know, I guess I'm hoping the next time it is better. And that's all I got to say about it. Apparently Andrade won the speed belt. Apparently Andrade beat Ricochet tonight. Well, Andrade beat Tommaso Ciampa tonight, and then Andrade beat Ricochet in the championship match, but they're not going to show it on X. Oh, they're not going to show it on Twitter for like 3 more weeks, so it doesn't really count yet. Hey, look, Jay White's going to talk, so I just want to listen to Jay White for a second. All right. Yeah, Andrade beat Carl Anderson last week in 45 seconds. He did. I wonder if he beat Tommaso Ciampa that fast because he had another double night tonight. I love Juice Robinson. Anyway. Yep. Yeah. Yes. 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 One quarter, so he gets to defend the titles. He gets to be in the title matches now. I honestly thought Jay White was going to be like, I'm going to do singles stuff now. I'm entering the Owen tournament, so you're going to do all the trio stuff, Juice. I thought he was going to do that, but this is fine too, because that's kind of what this is. Because I think Jay White's going to be in the Owen. Here's what I want, guys. Here's what I want. Tell me if I can do this. Tell me if we can do this, guys. In the finals of the Owen Hart tournament, Jay White versus Bryan Danielson. Is that something I could interest you in? In the finals of the Owen Hart tournament, Jay White versus Bryan Danielson. Could we do that? I wouldn't mind that at all. So Bailey, Logan Paul then sent in a video from wherever he was, where he's practicing Tetris, I guess, because the tournament's actually tomorrow. He could have done Louisville tonight and then flown to LA on a red eye and done the fucking tournament. Like, how much fucking jet lag do you get flying from Louisville to LA? I mean, whatever. He cut a promo, whatever. He said that LA Knight didn't deserve to have a shot at his title belt, but he said the exact same thing to Cody Rhodes. So like, nobody has a right to have a title shot against you? Because if Cody Rhodes doesn't have one, then they literally nobody does. So you suck. You suck at this. You suck at everything. You're the worst. You're the worst human being alive. I hate you. I hate you, Logan Paul. I want to never see you again. Get, you know what? Remember that single occupancy rocket we fired into the sun that had Chris Jericho in it? Can we amend that and make it a double occupancy? Two guys can fit inside. And then we could put Chris Jericho and Logan Paul in it together. And then we can fire that into the sun. Because if we did that, I'd be, I would honestly, that would make me much happier than anything on SmackDown did tonight. That's the other thing too. He told LA to get back to the mid-card while holding the mid-card title. Yeah. Yes. That is dumb. You are a mid-card champion. You are the lesser of the two mid-card champions. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here with that, Logan Paul. Bailey. Well, no, wait. Tiffany Stratton came up and pitched herself as like somebody who could watch Nia Jax's back. The princess of the ring, she called herself. The queen of the ring and the princess of the ring. Just think about it. Toodles. So maybe we're going to get that for a little bit until Tiffany Stratton hopefully wins the Money in the Bank briefcase. Then Mee Chin stepped up to Nia Jax and threw like soda with ice in it in her face. And then Nia Jax threw her over a road box, but also slipped and fell on her butt. And now her butt is wet because she fell on, he slipped on the ice. Like that's how Ember Moon, Athena, tore her Achilles, is slipping on a wet spot on concrete backstage. So maybe, like, don't. I only have two things left to talk about, and then we'll just do Linda commentary for the rest of the night, okay? Bailey had a promo with Piper Niven. She said that she doesn't respect Chelsea Green, but she does respect Piper Niven, and she knows how what it feels like to compete in front of all of your friends and family, the people you came up with in this business, and lose. She knows how that feels, and so she would absolutely, because she respects her so much, she would have just said yes if you had asked for a title match at Clash of the Castle, but instead you keep attacking me from behind, and so now I don't respect you as much, and I'm going to feel really good about myself when I beat you. And then Piper Niven has a really, really good promo. Probably the best thing on all of SmackDown was Piper Niven's promo. So that's awesome. And like Piper Niven and Bailey should be a really good little feud. Chelsea Green, mouthing off backstage, and Naomi versus Chelsea Green is going to be on SmackDown next week. Also, Nia Jax versus Mia Yim is going to be on SmackDown next week. I guess I am amending my Mia Yim might actually win the Women's North American title on Sunday, because I do not think they're going to have the Women's North American champion jobbing out to Nia Jax next Friday in Scotland. But again, they might. They do suck at this. Finally, the main event, the six-man tag, nothing fucking happened. Who cares? There's zero reason for Street Profits and Kevin Owens. They have nothing. I don't know. Have they ever spoken to each other? No, I don't know. But the Bloodline versus them have a six-man match. Who cares? And the end is just a disqualification. It's just a DQ. The match never actually finished. Who cares? And then Solo and the Tonga Boys, they take out the Street Profits and then put Kevin Owens through a table. And so we're basically at the same spot we were last week, where it's Kevin Owens and the Street Profits for some reason as a trio still feuding with the Bloodline, and only now they really want revenge. So doesn't fucking matter. None of this shit matters. That's what we're doing. So that was all of SmackDown. And so now we do, as is tradition, alternate commentary for the women's match on Rampage. Hello, everybody. Yes, you see, it's now summertime. So I've got my summer Luke. I got the transitions lenses. Aren't these wonderful? It's so bright in here that I guess my glasses think I'm outside. So I've got the transitions lenses. These are so nice. So we're going to sit here. We're going to watch the Serena Deeb, versus the Mina Shirakawa. Shirakawa, I think, is one of the most talented Japanese lesbians I've ever seen, and I have seen a lot of Japanese lesbians. So I am very excited to see this match. Thank you, everybody in the chat. It's wonderful. So it's Mina versus Deeb, and Deeb, she's got a hold of the leg. You don't want to let Deeb get a hold of the leg. She's gonna twist it all in knots. She's doing the thing where she turns him into a pretzel, then kicks him in the behind. Oh, she's gonna sit on it like a stool. She turns Shirakawa into like a little footstool. Oh my goodness, such disrespect for Japanese. Thank you, Evil Diva. It's my summer, Luke. I got the transition lenses for summer. So wait until Kate sees it. It'll be wonderful. She'll love it. Or Sheila, whoever this person is that I talk to on the regular. Shirakawa running the ropes, kicks her in the back of the leg. Deeb going down, add another kick to the back of the leg. Shirakawa declaring war on Deeb's hamstring. Oh, yes. Little face first action here. Listen. She's, I don't know, is she twerking? Is she rolling the hips? It looks like Elvis Presley in there, who is, of course, an ex-boyfriend of mine. We did date briefly, and then he died. We might have gotten married, but then he died. And I kept telling him, you should probably not eat fried peanut butter and banana sandwiches on the toilet, but he didn't listen to me. Elvis never listened to me. Every time I would say, you know what, perhaps don't shake the hips. And he would like, no, I'm going to shake the hips. And I was like, perhaps don't eat the fried peanut butter banana sandwiches. And, you know, while on the toilet, I would say. You can eat them, but just not while on the toilet. And then he died. So, anyway, I was broken up about it, but it was a long time ago. You know, I own 3% of Graceland. That's probably why I'm so independently wealthy. What's happening? Oh, no! The neck breaker across the middle rope, not the top rope, the middle rope. So we'll go, oh, here we go. We're going to commercials. Picture in picture. Oh, look, it's the boy who fucked a pie. It's the boy who fucked a pie all those years ago. Now he is hosting some kind of movie watching show. You know, back in my day, if you fucked a pie, it ended your career. But apparently it's a different time now. Like, I thought cancel culture was everywhere, but apparently not. Apparently you can fuck a pie and you're fine. I don't know. This is a commercial for some kind of insurance. If you were in the military, then you get insurance. It's so good because they usually try and find ways to make sure you're not medically insured, you know. So that you could go bankrupt in this country anyway. It's nice that they give people an option to pay a lot of money so that when they go and they get a certain kind of cancer, it's not covered. It's wonderful. Don't we love this? We love it. Mila High Life. Like, listen. Champagne of beers, my tucketh. Champagne of beers. There's only one champagne of beers and it's O'Doul's. What? I'm sorry. I don't even know if I'm talking right. So tick two. Almost clear skin. Would you like almost clear skin? Then take this pill. It has 1,000 side effects, 3 of which will kill you. But in the end, you might have almost clear skin. It's a miracle. You can trade. You can trade the possibility of dying from some kind of serious infection that the pill will give you. Or, but all of that is worth it if you get almost clear skin. It is very important, of course, in this day and age, to have almost clear skin. Because if your skin isn't almost clear, then what are you? You're a hideous wreck. That's what you are. You might be dead if you take our product, but you will have almost clear skin. Most people have almost clear skin. So, mostly almost clear. So. On a two-hour show, 32 minutes and 43 seconds of SmackDown Wrestling. Now, remember back when it was 28 minutes? And a few of us complained. And they were like, what are you... Well, here you go. Four more minutes. That's what they thought we were chanting. We were not chanting that. We were chanting 40 more minutes. An hour and 10 minutes bell-to-bell wrestling on a two-hour show should not be that hard. It shouldn't. I think there's an hour and 10 minutes on this one-hour episode of Rampage. It's not that difficult. Please stop. So anyway. This is the long... They're doing some kind of the Lazarus Project. I don't know what this is. I don't watch TV normally. All right, here we go. It's still going here. We've got 7 more minutes here, according to my watch. Serena Deeb versus the Minor Shirakawa. Shirakawakawakawa. I wonder if her favorite Muppet is Fozzie Bear. Shirakawakawakawa. With a big step up Enziguri. Yep. Kicked Serena Deeb in the face. Right in the ear. So this is wonderful. I don't know if you guys like it, but I am loving the transition lenses. It's a different look for me, but I think it works. Also, I love how it's kind of one of those things where, like, where you watch the computer screen for too long, and it's like the light kind of make. But this cancels the whole thing out. These must be blue blockers. Oh, a big rolling elbow from Minor Shirakawa. Oh, there we go. She's gonna do a hip attack. Nope. Oh, up and over to the outside, ducks the clothesline, elbow strike. Oh, another kick to the face. Serena Deeb, and oh yeah, duck a little clothesline, a running clothesline there. Was that a neck breaker or a running clothesline? I don't know, Excalibur. You know, whatever. Oh, a rolling elbow to the back of the head in the turnbuckles. Minor Shirakawa goes up to the top. Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. She just came down hard on her shoulder joint with the knee. She rode her all the way to the ground, well, to the mat, with a knee placed right in her armpit. That looked really brutal. Ow. Oh, do not want that at all. Oh, no. Float. Turn around. Waist lock reversed. Run the ropes. Oh, release German snap, German suplex. Minor. And a giant hammerlock lariat. 1, 2, and Minor Shirakawa kicks out at 2. Serena Deeb is frustrated now. She is very frustrated. Does not like what she's seeing here. And frankly, who could blame her? Minor Shirakawa is going to have to do a lot to come back here. Oh, no. She's doing some kind of pile driver here. Oh, no. She reversed it into a backdrop. She's trying for a sunset flip. But Minor Shirakawa sits down, reversed, 2-2, two counts, back to back. Oh, wheelbarrow. No, she rolled over. She rolled through. Are we going to tie him up? Oh, she's going to do some kind of weird, like a figure four. A figure four on Serena Deeb by Mina Shirakawa. Yeah, but she's applying so much pressure. Thank you, Daddy Magic, for telling me of the pressure being applied. Oh, yes. Smash. Smash again. In the face. Oh, they're just paintbrushing each other. Like, I don't know, two Vincent Van Goghs just paintbrushing each other. Back and forth. Rolling over. Into the ropes. Serena Deeb now on the outside. Mina Shirakawa gets out of the ring as well. She's going to go over and pick her up by the hair. Roll her back into the ring. Mina Shirakawa using this time to catch her breath. Going to get back in the ring. But oh no! Dragon screw in the ropes by Serena Deeb. Picks her up. And then we're going to do a powerbomb. Kneeling powerbomb. Jackknife cover. No, kicked out. Oh my goodness, now a stretch muffler. A stretch muffler applied by Serena Deeb. Mina Shirakawa flailing, trying to get out. Rolling her through, wearing her through. Small package. Kicked out. Oh, spinning back elbow, it looked like there. Striking the roundhouse, but now a chop block by Serena Deeb, and she's smashing her knee in the ground there. Smashing a knee right into the mat. Serena Deeb coming over, picking her up by the hair there. She's going again going for the detox. Oh, yes. Picking her up. Oh. Picked her up. Dropped her down into some kind of modified driver there. That's a 1-2-3. Your winner, Mina Shirakawa. This was the best thing in all of wrestling tonight. Was the Mina Shirakawa versus the Serena Deeb match. Should be to the surprise of no one. The women killed it tonight. And here comes Mariah May to celebrate with her lover and her friend, Mina Shirakawa. Wonderful. Oh no, Tony is so upset now. I'm back to being me. Tony is so upset and Mariah calling Tony down to the ring. Tony's outfit, by the way, is amazing. The house coat with the weird feathers and the matching like hat. It's great. This is so good. Mariah May trying to play peacemaker here. Oh, look, a little handshake. Mariah May's so happy. Mariah wants so badly for her two mothers to be friends. Mariah has two moms. It's a wonderful LGBT story for Pride Month. Mariah has two moms. All right. We will, I don't know when I'll see you guys again. I don't know if I'm going to do a collision show tomorrow night. I might not. It honestly depends on how long my in-laws stay when they're coming over for dinner. So yeah, we'll see. Keep an eye out on the Discord, I guess. Anyway, boy, that SmackDown was bad. Everything sucks. Tony Storm doesn't suck. Mariah May doesn't suck. Serena doesn't suck. Mina doesn't suck. Everything else sucks. See you later.